First of all, I got to tell you, there's a bloodbath montage coming your way. Trump, dark Trump promises bloodbath if not elected. That's not what he said. So I've got a new name to share with you people today. It's the, you all say and repeat the MSM, mainstream media. Okay, don't do that anymore. They're not the mainstream media. They're either the leftard media or they're the usual suspect media. So let's call them the USM. So when I say USM, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yes, you're welcome. So the USM is out there reporting that Trump is threatening an anarchist bloodbath, revolution, a war, hangings, lynchings, you name it, if he's not elected. And supposedly he said this in a campaign speech in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday. That is not what he said. I will play you the entirety of what he said in context. And then you can hear exactly what he was talking. As a matter of fact, you'll after you hear it, you'll go, yeah, fantastic. But at the same rally, Trump was talking about how, and he goes, and the Catholics, what's going on? If you're a Catholic, what's wrong? What's going on with this? This regime is persecuting the Catholics. You'd have to be, you need to have your head examined if you vote for this, if you're a Catholic and you vote for this numbskull. So he said a lot. You can describe, though, what's going on here, very briefly here. You can describe what's going on here as a movement that is in a complete state of disarray. And this is what happens when you build Towers of Babel. When you have a bunch of baby-killing lunatics that don't speak the same, that don't speak their own selfish language, and that all they know is lying, thieving, stealing, conniving, killing, planning to kill, etc., etc., etc. And ultimately, it catches up with you. You know, there's a reason why civilization used to prize good men and good women in leadership roles, or primarily good men. Let's leave the women out of it, shall we? Prized good men in leadership roles. There's a reason why George Washington is heralded as the father of his country. It wasn't just, think of it like this. It wasn't just that Washington is the father of the country. It's that Washington was a good father of the country. You don't say George Washington, terrible racist slave owning father of his, or fake father, or call him a Führer of his country. No. Instead, you say George Washington and you imply and you think good father. And that's, I believe, where the jumping off place is that Washington was a good man. He wasn't the best man. He wasn't the perfect man, but he was a good man. We don't have an awful lot of good men. The Democrat Party has none. The Democrat Party has this many good men in it.
0.0.
And this is what they're basically, they're a Jackson Brown song now. The Democrat Party is running on empty. Running dry, running. They're running on empty. And so they have to grasp at straws. It's amazing to me. The USM is relying on Trump to manufacture their news cycle for them. Mm-hmm. Because they can't manufacture it on their own. And what they do make is so objectionably hideous that they actually have to hide behind something that make it seem to be something that it's not. Speaking of, how many more American citizens have to die at the hands of illegal alien criminal trespassers who are behind the wheel of automobiles? Number one, where'd they get the car? Number two, how'd they learn to drive it? Well, apparently many of them didn't learn to drive. There's another story of a Wisconsin man who was on his way home from running an errand was minding his own business and was plowed into head on at 70 some odd miles an hour by a 22-year-old drunk illegal alien, criminal trespasser. That man is now dead, and the purpose is in jail. There's another story. There's a story from last Friday. I don't think I got to it. A 22-year-old Haitian man who was the product of Biden's Haitian airlift, Treason Air, flew this man into the United States where he raped. And ultimately, he gets makes his way. I think I have the story in the pile. Or he makes his way into the interior of the U.S. and he rapes a 15-year-old girl. Now, this is another case of someone that shouldn't have been here. And so the rape, the child's never traumatized. Her life's not ruined, and she's not raped, and is not assaulted because he's never here. But you now have the specter of the Democrat Party as in an attempt to survive, that is now importing its voting members into the United States, and it doesn't matter what their criminal records are. You know, there's no vetting going on. So unfortunately, we have that. We will update you on that. I want to tease. All of you listening to the program on the Crusade Radio Network, you probably don't know this. The teeny island republic known as Iceland began a campaign about 20 years ago to use medical pregnancy testing to identify children that were prospectively or had a high inclination because of the results of certain tests to be born with what's known as Down syndrome. And it legalized the euthanizing, aborting, infanticide. It legalized the infanticide of a child suspected of being born with Down syndrome. Now, it doesn't get any more horrific and ghastly than this, if you ask me. And so about 20 years ago, Iceland began this policy, basically. And they kept working at it until they got it, what they say is perfected. And they started boasting and bragging about five, six years ago. 2017, they started boasting and bragging that they were the first country in the allegedly civilized world that was free of the horrors, in their words, the trauma and the tragedy of Down syndrome children. Now, this will come as a surprise and a shock to many of you listening out there who either A, have a Down syndrome child, B, have one in your family, or know someone that does. And there's one thing that you will note about Down syndrome children as they grow, and especially as they grow into adults, they are by and large the happiest people you'll ever run into. My daughter works at a Goodwill Center in Boston, Massachusetts, and she works with her group includes. There's 25 adults in her cell that she basically teaches every day and takes them out on trips. And the Goodwill Center cares for these. They feeds them and what have you here. Well, three of those individuals that are in that group are Downs. One is my buddy Donald. And Donald will tell my daughter Reagan, will say, Reagan, what is Mr. Mike doing today? He's hosting his radio show, Donald. Can you send him a note and tell him I said hi? And I'll get a note from my daughter, and it'll be from Donald, and it'll be, Dad, Donald said to tell you hi. My point in bringing up our buddy Doug Dog at the University of Georgia. It's wonderful. He's in his mid-30s, this young man. More on that in just a second here. This is the Crusade Radio Network. So I look forward to seeing Doug Dog. He actually writes a Facebook page. If you follow, you people that are listening in Atlanta, You ought to follow Doug Dog. You can find him on Facebook. Search for Doug Dog. Doug Dog is Downs. He's not severe Downs, but I can tell you, when I go to Bulldog Key, when I go to Athens, Georgia, if Doug Dog comes and he finds out that I'm coming, he will find a way to get the Bulldog Kia. And Maggie has photos of me and Doug and her and Doug. My point being, if you know Down syndrome people, you think they're worried about who's going to win elections in November of this year? They're not. Do you think that they're, name your controversial topic, do you think that they're overly worried or concerned about it? They're not. Will they smile today? I believe that they will.